The second example speaks to necessary strategies for getting free, overcoming false divisions so that we can all work together and not get manipulated, getting clear on power's clandestine tactics so we can all work together and not get manipulated, and claiming vigorously our right to the social media turf and using social media to put together the puzzle pieces, i.e. ascend to the vantage of the whole. And in coming shows, we're going to try to tease out what this means in terms of Proudhon's prophecy about the role of the bank. These issues intersect in a recent news story given us by the East Bay Express of May 25th, 2016, entitled Social Media Undercover: How the Oakland Police Underage Sex Scandal Made Its Way Onto Facebook and Instagram, by Darwin Bond Graham. Quote, the Oakland Police Department is refusing to release the names of two officers who've been placed on leave and two more who resigned earlier this month due to a sexual misconduct investigation involving a woman who goes by the name of Celeste Guap. Unquote. The story reconstructed a 16-year-old girl whose mother works for the Oakland Police Department began posting nude or semi-nude, unclear, photos of herself on her Facebook page while having discussions about sex via Instagram with officers at her mother's workplace. What is required of us, we should ask ourselves, to make this plausible? Under what circumstances would a 16-year-old encourage her mother's coworkers, who also happen to be police officers, to view sexually explicit pictures of herself? Under what circumstances would you, at age 16, do this? And we should then ask ourselves, what was the effect on those who were the targets of her acts? From where I sit, there's only one plausible explanation. She was put up to it. She was following orders. She was doing what she was told, as we are all trained to do. The most likely explanation is that she is the dupe of an agent, as children are recruited in high school, and this being made use of occurs even earlier if they are the agent's own. I know we're not accustomed to think of the police being infiltrated, but I think we'd best start discussing it. Recall, we were also not accustomed to think of the Secret Service allowing a man with a gun in an elevator with Barack. But it happened. So, again, the shadow global state is the coerced work system, is the system of inculcated obedience, the system of hire by power, the system of hire by power means that every one of us is available to the shadow global state. Means that any one of us could become, unwittingly even, a secret agent of global power, who have but only one allegiance: winning. Or rather, apologies to their paterfamilias, Plato. So what was the effect on those who were the targets of this child's acts? Quote, from the Express article, the Express has identified numerous current and former Oakland cops who have interacted with Guap on Instagram and Facebook. An analysis of thousands of social media posts reveals that Guap, who is the daughter of an OPD dispatcher, was able to friend and follow dozens of Oakland cops. Numerous officers followed her back, and some openly flirted with her. A few officers had relationships with Guap in real life. possibly while she was still under the age of 18, according to police sources. But the trail on social media shows that the alleged misconduct may have taken place digitally as much as in real life, and that the sex scandal extends beyond OPD to other Bay Area law enforcement agencies, unquote. What did we hear in our May 8, 2016 show from the American Civil Liberties Union on this question? Quote, some worry that police monitoring, or in this case, reporters monitoring of social media could have harmful effects on democracy. I'm suggesting we consider that. If people worry that law enforcement will be monitoring social media, that will exert pressure for them not to post, says Matt Cagle, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union. And what was our comment on this then? We said, so, we can see the strategy. They don't want us using this technology to convene our global movements, or here in the U.S. to convene our conventions and our referendum on our right to happiness, to call the question here in the U.S. They want us to fear doing this. How do they do it? Generation after generation, steal our greatness? Is it not through atomization? By keeping us so divided, we cannot see what each one is doing? Ah, but they do, don't they? Is it not they and they alone, the ones who lust for total control, who see everything, the big picture? They split us into divisions and segments, con us into narrowly focusing on them, manipulate us into taking pride in our blinders, our narrow identifications. Who knows what's really going on in the places in which we are contained, cities? Not those kept busy in offices, circulating and recirculating the alienated and abstracted reed, stolen life energy of the earth. Who knows what's really going on? The low income in non-traditional survival gigs and the police. Who do they, the ones who want to be gods, who want to know everything, to be in charge, who do they most not want comparing notes on what is going on in our places of containment? Those not in 9-to-5s, those who have time to see what's happening in their cities, and especially the police. We don't see our greatness because we've been denied access to the whole, the right story, the genius of our freedom, our natural harmonic arrangement that blossoms when we're left unmolested. We haven't yet had the opportunity to experience that as a global humanity, yet our bodies know it. We were born with that knowledge. But under power's system of ranking and manufactured insecurity and manufactured busyness, we've not been able to listen. We are changing that.